he looked at the two explanations that President Trump has given for why he had frozen American military aid to Ukraine. And through good reporting, through assiduous effort, he basically exploded both of the president's explanations. And that, I think, that kind of fundamental reporting still has a place, even when the overall story is visible to everyone by simply watching television in the morning, right?
You know, it's very interesting, Rex, to think about the blue states versus the red states in terms of what coverage is going to be given to a story like this. I mean, for example, if you watch CNN, that's a national network, so everybody gets the same. Whereas I suspect the Times Union, which did a terrific story on the governor, Cuomo, and what he had to say, it was terrific because you used my name in it. And I think each of these places is different, based on the fact that the people who live there have different sensibilities.
It is amazing to me how much the story has taken us over. We're completely consumed by it. The president was in at the UN this week, and he had the Australian head of state at a state dinner. And of course, whenever they were together to be asked questions, the reporters were all asking questions related to Ukraine and impeachment, and they were completely lost. The foreigners are like, what? What is this all about? To explain. And we know every little nuance of it, and many of our readers and listeners do as well. We're consumed.
Though to Alan's point about there being regional differences, there, of course, are philosophical differences in those media that wear their opinions on their sleeves. You know, Fox News has been putting forward a completely different take on this. I'm looking as we speak at a couple of screen grabs, one from CNN with the font beneath the anchor saying transcript shows Trump pushed Ukraine to investigate Biden. And on Fox, that same minute, 11:29 a.m., transcript shows Ukraine president appears receptive and does not appear to feel pressured. So these are two radically opposing views, really, based upon the same content. How is that possible?
The news conference with the president of Ukraine was also interesting. He's a young man and looks smaller than Trump, both, you know what I mean, both physically and mentally and experientially. And he's saying, you didn't want pressure. You weren't pressured. Were you pressured? And to me, it seemed like he was pressuring
him. Yeah. You're right.
But he went on, Trump went on, talking about a different point of view and saying, see, there's proof. I didn't do anything.
Well, what we've seen, what we are seeing now in real time, and I'm going to give Trump credit. I'm not sure credit is the right word. But from the outset of his entree into politics, he started with this fake news business, and he had laid the groundwork and has laid the groundwork for nearly 3 years plus the campaign time to, in effect, tell people don't believe everything you read or see or anything you read or see. And it's built to this point in time because now he has to rely on the hope from his standpoint that all of the negative commentary that's coming out about him is going to be disbelieved by at least his base, if not more than that. And this has all been a building block situation.
Not only that, Ira, it is so clear that he lobbies the press in his press conferences. He says, I don't want any questions about this thing. I don't want any questions. I want a question about the economics. I don't want a question about what's going on. So he's basically lobbying and steering right then and there.
It makes you wonder what the media response to the fake news charges ought to be. There's one train of thought that we just ignored, that we're not the story, just forget it and move on. And yet that has also, I think, played into his hands. It makes it look like we're accepting that he's right. If you run a correction, he says, see, there's proof.
Right, they made a mistake.
Well,
right.
It also, as I think Rosemary has said in a number of times, it makes it all the more important that we in the press get it right. Because if soon as we get something wrong, we're going to hear about it and it's going to feed into the narrative that he's built.
Now, here's a question. There's a sense afoot, and some smart commentators have pointed out that this is actually the president, Donald Trump, reviving his playbook from 2016, in which he sullied Hillary Clinton and the media.
I think the analysis
is we're complicit in that, right? Because I think particularly of, I can't remember whether it was, anyway, one of the major network anchors who kept questioning Hillary, but what about the...
Yeah, it was Matt Lauer.
Matt Matt Lauer, yes. Right. Now disgraced.
Yes,
yes, of course. What about the emails? What about the servers? What about the servers? And, you know, I was actually in Iowa last week as we speak. There was a cattle call where there were 17 Democratic presidential candidates. And in a cluster of reporters, Joe Biden was asked by a reporter about this question of corruption, quote unquote, involving his son in Ukraine. And Biden pushed back. He actually put his finger in the reporter's chest and said, ask the right question.
I saw that. I actually do think the mainstream media has underlooked that story of Hunter Biden. That is legitimately open for coverage, and we've not done it. And the right-wing media, since early last year, have been talking about this. What about Hunter Biden? So that's a fault of the media, too.
It's a different story, though, than what is now being pushed.
The
New Yorker did a great story on Hunter Biden that really took about 3 weeks ago, that took a full look at everything
there. I just read that. And the Kiev Post has been covering it,
too, which
is now, and that's in English language paper, so you know, we can have access. But where's the story in the New York Times or the Washington Post? You know, it should have been there. And Trump plays on that. See, you didn't cover
it. Provides him a smokescreen.
I was also going to say, Rex, to your point, that Columbia Journalism Review did a study saying the press is repeating the errors of 2016. We're emphasizing all the negatives of every candidate, every single candidate. So Trump goes to a news conference, a rambling, kind of demented, to my mind, interview, a discussion yesterday, and says, ask me about the economy. Ask me about this good thing. Or that good thing, right?
Did you see the little anecdotal incident when Boris Johnson was asked by an American reporter, there have been calls for your resignation? And Trump said, that's a nasty question from an American reporter. And Johnson defended the reporters. Well, that's the sort of question I would be getting from a British reporter.